Our malacha this month is the malacha of korea, of tearing. Now, if we take a step back, we think about the concept of Shabbos and the idea of giving space, of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who creates everything, and we need to step back and let our creative juices rest, and the Ribbono Shel Olam does all the creating. So that's our goal on Shabbos. So what we're going to think about tonight, interestingly, is how the malacha of korea fits into that model. Because usually, when you tear something, it's not for the purpose of constructing. It's not creative. It's destructive. So the first question that we have is, wait a second, in what way would the malacha of korea, of tearing something apart, be constructive and creative? What would you say? How do you create in the malacha of korea? Okay, so option one is taking one item and subdividing it into multiple things. Great. What else?
You could be creating an opening. So you did it with one item, but you're creating a new kind of part of it. That makes it usable or more usable.
Beautiful. So perfect example. Let's say you have a square piece of cloth that you want to wear as some kind of poncho. So potentially you could cut a circle in the middle of it and make that into the hole for your head. That might be a malacha of korea, right? So the Gemara discusses. Go ahead, Adir.
The specific example I had in mind were wipes being the stage that we're in.
Life. Yeah, we'll have to get to baby wipes, tissues, toilet paper. We'll have to talk about that. Yeah. So here's another way to think about it. The Gemara says, well, in the Mishkan, they dealt with fabric. And sometimes if they had an issue with the fabric, they had to tear the fabric apart to sew it back smoothly together. So is korea, what the Mishnah says is called korea, almanas lit for the purpose of sewing. So in the Mishnah, if you were to be walking on the street in the times of the Mishnah and you ask someone, how would you create creative, how would you construct something through a kriya, you would say it's korea amanas litfor. I'm making this cloth and it's a little bit maladjusted. It's not correct. So I cut a seam and I sew it back correctly. So that's what the Mishnah says is the classic case of amanas litfor. So Tosfos actually takes this very literally. Right, Tosfos is the commentary on the side of the Gemara, on the outside of the Gemara. It's a school of great scholars who are living in the 13th century, and they said, wait a second. So now, if I want to judge Malachas korea, the only time I'm going to deal with korea is when it's for the purpose of sewing afterwards. So going back to some of the questions that, let's say, Michael raised at the beginning, let's say I'm cutting a piece of cloth into small pieces. That's not almanas lit for. I just want it in small pieces. Or Adir mentioned the issue of tearing apart baby wipes or tissues, stuff like that, where they're connected. That's not almanas lit for. So Tosfos has the suggestion. He thinks that that's not korea min haTorah. That's not biblical korea. That's one approach. The problem is Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you know, the famous Gaon, Rabbi Kiva Eiger of Posen. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, wait a second. We have a Gemara later on, a Daf Kuf Hey Amud Beis, where the Gemara in Shabbos says, well, there are other kinds of korea that maybe you didn't think about, and you might be chayiv in those cases. The Gemara gives you different permutations. One of the cases in the discussion of the Gemara is the concept of Rachmana Litzlan, a person who loses a close relative. They have a special practice, which is not exactly Avelos, but it's associated with Avelos, and that's called, anybody know what that's called? Kriya. So if a person has Rachmana Litzlan, a close relative, and they tear Kriya on Shabbos, the Gemara has a discussion about what kind of relative and in what circumstance, but the Gemara says one case of Korea would be Chayav. Wait a second. A person who tears a cloth that they're wearing for Avelos, in many cases, they're not even permitted to re-sew that. It depends if the close relative is a parent or Rachman Litzlan, another relative. But if it's a parent, that's called a kara she'ina misacha. You're not allowed to sew that up. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger says to Tosfos, wait a minute. How could it be that it's only limited to cases which are korea amanas litfor? So this is the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. And a lot of Achronim discuss this, but what's Rabbi Akiva Eiger getting at? He's getting at the question that we're talking about, which is that we need to figure out the parameters of this malacha. What are the parts of this that are usur, at least minat Torah for sure, and what are the limitations of that? Because on the one hand, you're telling me that it's almanas litfor, that's a limitation. That's what's chayav. On the other hand, we're telling you, korea bachamaso, sometimes if God forbid a person is enraged and they calm their rage, even the Gemara says that's a very bad thing to do, but they tear something out of anger. So that's called korea bachamaso. That also might be chayav. So let's look at two Rishonim, and each of those Rishonim has two approaches. And this is going to be very important because this is going to be the basis for determining the halacha in all of the cases that you started with. So let's start with Tosfos. So Tosfos said that korea is chayav when it's almanas litfor, when it's for the purpose of sewing afterwards. If you're not going to sew it up, not a problem. So you know what the Bir Halacha, you know, on the side of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim has an extra commentary, a more advanced, lengthy commentary, and it's called the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha says, you know, Tosfos is a long Bir Halacha. It's not dafka. Lav dafka. It's an example. Korea almanas litfor is an example of a constructive tearing. So that opens the floodgates wide open. According to this Bir Halacha in Tosfos, if you do something that is tearing, which is constructive, you're going to be chayv if that's what you want to do. That's very expansive. But if you look in the writings of the Stipler Gaon, the Kehilas Yaakov, the Stipler died, I think he died in the early 1980s, maybe mid-80s. So the Stipler lived in Bnei Brak, a great giant of Torah. He says, look, you're not going to take Tosfos and make him laf dafka. He's not happy with the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha. But he says, you have to distinguish then. You have to distinguish between the cases. Because Tosfos did say korea amanas litfor is the case where you're chayav. But the Gemara says you could be chayav in korea bachamaso. Tosfos also has this limitation because in the case that we talked about before of punching the hole, tearing a hole in the middle of the garment, Tosfos says that's not korea. If you have a big garment, you cut a hole in the middle, Tosfos says that's not korea. So what's going on here? The Kehilas Yaakov says, he says there are two categories. There's one, korea almanas litfor. You're going to sew it afterwards. The second option is, you might not sew it afterwards, but you want to do this action of tearing. You're doing it for a reason. So in the case of Avelos, in the case, thank you, Shlomo's writing and he died in 1985, perfect. In the case of Avelos, the person is tearing because they want to do the act of Kriya, because that's the Chiyuv. If they lose a close relative, they have to do Kriya. It's a mitzvah. Tosfos there discusses whether a mitzvah is called a tikkun or not. That's not for today. But according to the Kehilas Yaakov, it's a much more narrow definition of the malacha of Korea. Right, according to the Mishnah Berurah, whenever you have constructive tearing, you go back to your case, Michael, where you're tearing it to smaller pieces, that could be, if that's what you want, if you want pieces to play Othello or something, so that might be korea midoraisa. Whereas the Kehilas Yaakov would say, no, according to Tosfos, it's either for the purpose of sewing, or it's because you want to do the action of tearing. You don't really want to do the action of tearing, you just want small pieces. So do you hear how within Tosfos, depending on how you understand him, that's how you're going to apply the halacha? We're going to have the same shtickle Torah in the Rambam. Because the Rambam has a different approach to Tosfos. So far we had two approaches in Tosfos, now we're going to give two approaches in the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees with Tosfos, and the Rambam says that cutting a hole in the middle of the cloth, that is the malacha of Korea. Not like Tosfos. The Rambam says, if you have a cloth and you cut a piece in the middle to put your head in, that you're chayav, the malacha of korea, of tearing. However, the Rambam says, later in Perek Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says, well, if you have niyar, if you have paper, and you rip off a piece of paper, let's say in those days you wanted to roast fish, you're going to fry or toast fish in an oven or on a grill. So you rip off a piece of paper, you wrap up your fish, you grill it. The Rambam says that's not korea midoraisa. So what's going on with the Rambam? So here we also could present two different mahalchim. One is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, so he published like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a compendium of the halacha summarizing the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, here's the difference. You ready? Listen to this. What was the Av Malacha in the Mishkan? What was Korea? What did we say was the issue of Korea in the Mishkan? Somebody remember? Where did Korea come up in the building of the Mishkan? This will help those who joined the call a little bit late. I see Rachel parachuted in here. Dov is parachuting in here. Baruch Hashem. So what was the case in the Mishkan? What was the Av Malacha in the Mishkan of Korea? What were they dealing with? What was the material? Not everybody all at once, you know what I'm saying? You're still muted, Lori. What were they dealing with?
I don't know, I just said the curtains.
Yes, thank you. The curtains, exactly. The Urios, exactly. So you know what the Alter Rebbe says? He says, in that case, the curtains were made out of multiple fibers. So what is Korea? It's tearing apart a fabric and then for the purpose of reconnecting it, which is the way it was in the Mishkan. So he says, Korea is only shayach when you talk about something that is fibrous, that has multiple elements. Sharp diuk, you ready for this? The Rambam says, if you glue paper together and then you unglue it, you tear it off, you're chayach for Korea. The Rambam says, medabek niyoros, or oros devukin, or leather. You take two hides, you glue them together, it's tofer, you pull them apart, that's a told of Korea. So the Alter Rebbe says, I'll tell you why. Tearing one paper, that's one substance. But taking two papers and tearing them apart, that's two substances. It's like two threads. Sharp diuk, right? Not all the achronim accept this diuk, but it's very important. Because now, whenever you have something that's one substance, let's say a piece of paper, according to the Shulchan Aruch, tearing one piece of paper, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, according to the Graz, you're never chayav on Korea because it's one paper. This is important to keep as we're going to put together the cases. The Bir Halacha has a different answer. The Bir Halacha has a chiddush. The Bir Halacha, that same Mishnah Brura, he says, you know why the Rambam thinks that you're not chayav for Korea in the fish case and the paper, but you are chayav in the whole when you're making the poncho? He says, because in the case of the fish, you're only using one side of the paper. You're tearing off one piece of the paper to fry your fish, and the other piece you're not using. But in the case of the putting the hole in the middle of the garment, you're using the whole garment. Two approaches in the Rambam. Now you're thinking in your head, oh, interesting. As we're going to go through these cases, let's say someone finds themselves, they're stuck in a restroom with no toilet paper. Well, they're looking at the toilet paper. First, they're trying to figure out, what would Tosfos say about tearing the toilet paper? Well, according to the Bir Halacha, if you want the piece off the toilet paper, that's korea for a constructive purpose. That should be a problem. Whereas according to the Kilas Yaakov in Tosfos, it would not be a problem because it's not almanas lit for, it's not for the purpose of sewing it, you're not sewing the toilet paper back together. And in the case of the toilet paper, you'd rather it cut. You're not interested in doing the act of tearing the toilet paper. Nafkamina, those two approaches in Tosfos. Similarly, according to the Rambam, here also, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you don't view the toilet paper as multiple fibers, if it's one entity, then tearing the toilet paper wouldn't be midaraisa. Whereas according to the Bir Halacha, if you're going to tear multiple pieces of toilet paper, potentially you're using both sides. So maybe that would be a problem. So this is the first thing you need to think about when you learn the Malacha of Korea. You need to think about what are the parameters, what's part of Korea, what's not. That's the first issue. Here's the second issue. We're going to talk about four issues. The second issue is that Korea, we said it's almanas litfor. It's tearing something which is for the purpose of sewing it back together. But what about if it was never together in the first place? What about if it was never together in the first place? So Ramosha, for example, Ramosha Feinstein has a discussion in a tshuva where he talks about pinning. Let's say you want to pin a cloth, or you have a tie, and this ever happened to you, where you have a tie, and then the thing in the back of the tie falls out, so you have to pin the back so that the bottom part of the tie doesn't start flying all over the place. So Rav Moshe says that pinning with a safety pin, that's not the malacha of tofer. It's not tofer. You're not adhesing, you're not combining, you're not integrating two fabrics. So therefore, is it a problem to unpin the safety pin on Shabbos? No, because tofer is sewing, koreh is tearing. If there's no sewing, there's no tearing. Ah, so here we go. What if you have something which is only connected to each other for a temporary amount of time? What if something, we said before that the Shulchan Aruch Rav said that the Rambam thinks that when you have two things that are glued together, that's tofer. Ungluing them, that's koreya. So let me give you a case. You have a cereal box. You know the tabs on the top of the cereal box, right? It's two cardboard tabs. One of them is glued to the other. So does that mean that when you separate the top of the tab, that top of the cereal box from each other, that's the malach of koreya? Because it's two tabs that are connected to each other. What would the Shulchan Aruch Rav say in the Rambam? What do you think? Is it a problem to tear apart the tabs on the top of the cereal box? Forgetting the malacha of bone and makom patish right now. Koreya, let's talk koreya. What would you say? Amazing! You're mechavin to the tshuva of Rav Ovadia. So Rav Ovadia has in Yechav Adas this exact point, which is, there is a discussion, we know there's something in the world of kosher, of tying, which is eino shel kayama. It's not permanent. So let's say you could tie a tie on Shabbos, you could tie your shoes on Shabbos. There's a lot of discussions about this. It's just temporary. You're going to take it out in 5 minutes or take it out in 3 hours. That's eino shel kayama. So the Ramah quotes, Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Ramah, an idea, Rav Ovadia quotes other Rishonim who say this, that this idea also applies to the malacha of tofer, when two things are glued together. So, over there in Battle Creek, Michigan, in the Chves, the Kellogg Company, or the General Mills Company, wherever they are, when they seal the box, when they glue the tabs together, is that meant to be permanent? No. It's just meant to be sealed until the consumer buys it. They would be happy if you went to the truck and bought them and opened them all tomorrow. So Rav Ovadia says that's called Tfira Lizman. That's only temporary. Memela says Rav Ovadia, because it's not really glued together, when you unglue it, that's not the Malacha of Korea. The Malacha of Korea is only when you glue things that are stuck together. So going back to Adir, and the families with babies and their diapers. So what happens? Did you ever notice? I was told recently, I'm not exactly in that generation anymore. Especially, you could see this. This doesn't look anything like diapering. This looks like grandparent diapering at this point in this beard. But we'll go with it. It used to be, Adir, you can tell me if I'm incorrect. I was told that now diapers are different than when my kids were younger. It used to be there was a sticky tab, two sticky tabs on each side, a sticky tab on each side that you would open, and then you stick it to the front of the kid, to the diaper on the front of the kid. You know what I'm talking about? Apparently now the diapers have more Velcro type of substance. I don't know if that's true or not true, but a few years ago, the diaper tabs, you open the tab, you put the kid in the diaper, you put it closed. Dove, have you done this? You know what I'm talking about? Right? So Adir, are they made with Velcro now, or which, that's all separate, Shiloh? What are they made with?
Yeah, they used to be like a hard plastic that you actually used a sticker for.
Exactly, it was sticky. Oh.
And now it's more of a cloth feel.
Exactly.
You can jump in here too.
Exactly. I'm not asking Lori, because I just want to see who else is.
It was cloth and you used a pin.
Oh, okay. Now Reb Shlomo is talking Amol. You know, when I was younger, they used the diaper pin on me, you know, yes. Okay. But now, so let's talk about in that year, when in those years that Dove is talking about, when they had tabs and they were a little bit glued. So wait a second. When you open the diaper tab, wait a second. You are actually taking two substances, two pieces of paper. They're pliable. They're rach. And you're opening one up. So I'm not talking now about putting the tab on the diaper while the baby's on there, that's maybe anal shell carcinoma. You'll take it out in 45 minutes. But when you first open the diaper tab, that diaper tab has not been opened since it came from the target company manufacturer, co-packer, wherever they are. So we're opening the tabs on the diaper a problem. There are some poskim who, in their community, they open all the tabs of the diapers before Shabbos. Why? Because opening the diaper tabs is tearing the tab off the diaper. What do you think? What would you say based on Rav Avadia? Yeah, Michael?
Same as the box, right? The consumer is supposed to open it at some point.
Oh, that's what Rav Avadia says. Rav Avadia says there's no problem with the diaper tabs because they're intended to be opened immediately when you use it. And therefore, it's Tvira She'ena Shel Kayama. So therefore, it's not a problem to open the diaper tabs.
The thing I say is on both of those cases, they are permanent. I mean, they would stay that way forever.
Exactly. So that's why some poskim don't like this shot from Rav Avadia. They say, yeah, but it could stay like that forever. But Rav Avadia says the intention of the company is koveya, that the intention of the company is you should buy it fast and use it fast. So that's Rav Avadia's chiddush. And that's why I think most people, I don't want to take a survey on this call, but most people, and Rav Sabalovsky told us that he, when he was younger, there used to be machmer on the diaper tabs, and then when he was later, it was too complicated with too many kids and too much diapers and too whatever. I think they stopped that chumer in his house. I think the majority of people don't open the diaper tabs before Shabbos because they're relying on Rav Avadia. So this is the second major theme. Theme number one is what things are subject to koreya. Theme number two is it permanent?
Why would a letter need any different?
Oh, phenomenal. Good. So you're ready, Muhammad, Rav Shlomo. This is the huge argument in the Achronim. Huge argument. Exactly all these nekudas together. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's just talk about two more points, then we'll get to the envelope for Shlomo his Ha'ara. Good. Number three. We're talking now, we kept focusing on the idea of constructive, of tikkun. Good. What about the following case? The Mishnah talks about breaking a barrel, which is the malacha probably of Soser. Or the Gemara talks about Korin ha'or al pi ha'chavis, tearing off a leather cover of a barrel. Tearing the leather of the barrel. So that's koreya. It is tearing, but it's destroying the leather. That's what we call mekalkel. So when you destroy something for no constructive purpose, that's mekalkel. That's just destroying. So says Rashi. Rashi says that mekalkel is mutter. Destroying, when you tear and you destroy, it's mutter. So the Ran, right there, Rabbi Nissim, shries on the back on the Ran. He says, what? Mekalkel is asur d'rabbanan. It's not mutter to just destroy things on Shabbos. You're right, it's not a malacha d'oraisa, but it's asur d'rabbanan. So the Ran says, and here is the clincher. The Ran says, it's mekalkel, it's destructive, and it's letzorech Shabbos. It's for the need of Shabbos. You go in the closet, and you have no napkins for Shabbos lunch. You have a package of napkins. It's wrapped up in a wrapper. When you tear the wrapper of the napkins, is that koreya? Is that a constructive tikkun? It's not constructive. It's mekalkel. It's destroying. What are you going to do with that plastic wrap from the wrapper, from the napkins? You're going to throw it right in the garbage. It's mekalkel. Shouldn't that be asur midrabanan? No, it's mutter. Why? Because you need the napkins for Shabbos lunch. So here's your third knach. The first one was Machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam and the four approaches in the Achronim, what things are subject to koreya. Second one is Rav Avadia's point based on that diuk in the Ramah, that there's a question of whether it's temporary or not. The third issue is that a lot of the koreya cases, they're mekalkel. They're for the purpose of just destroying. And most of the time, they're Letzorech Shabbos. And then there's the last one. And this, the Shemir Shabbos points out, there are certain things that are not even subject to the malacha of tofer, because you can't sew them back together. And therefore, if there's no tofer, there's no korea. So here's an example of that. You ever have those tags on the back of the shirt that you got from the laundromat or from a new shirt? Now, if it's something like a thread of a new suit and you cut it off and that finishes the garment, that's a big problem of makaba patish. But let's say you could tuck the tag into the back of your shirt or of your pants, but it's itchy, it's annoying a little bit. You'd rather get rid of it. You don't care. Nobody's seeing it, but so actually you can rip that off. That's heter gomer. That's not a problem of korea. It's just mekalkel. There's not even mekalkel of korea. There's no malacha there because it's not shayach bo tefira. That's what the Shmir Shabbos points out. But that's not the most common case. But that comes up on occasion. You have a little laundromat tag. You make sure there's no, try to avoid the letters. You tear it, you throw in the garbage. That's it. That's what Shmir Shabbos points out. There's nothing constructive about that at all. And it's not shayach bo tefira. So now that we have these four principles down, we could talk lemaisa. So let's start with the letter. Rav Shlomo mentioned the issue of opening the letter. So we can distinguish between two kinds of letters, potentially. This is a big discussion in the Mishneh Berurah, big time in the Achronim. Is there a difference between an envelope and an aerogram? All right, do I have to be metargame what an aerogram is? For those of us who lived in the modern era, Rachel, I don't know if you have any idea what I'm talking about now. I don't know. I think everyone else, I can't see who else exactly is on this call. Most others will remember the aerogram. For those of us who learned in Israel.
It's a little more like the diaper, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't the aerogram a little more like the diaper?
Okay, good. It's a little more like the diaper. Tfira Lisman. It was only closed for a short period of time. Good. So Rav Avadya would...
It's not the same kind of glue. It's like a looser...
Oh, so let's follow up on that for a second. The glue. Here's the interesting thing, and this might be that one of the Achronim, this might make a big difference. In the case of the aerogram, when you open it, you are reading the letter on the envelope. The envelope is the letter. So the tikkun, when you're korea the niyar, the tikkun is in the niyar. As opposed to the envelope, when you tear open the envelope, you're just going to discard the envelope and get to the letter. So let's go back to the beginning. If you add a very expansive definition of the malacha of korea, then any constructive purpose of tearing is korea. So then maybe even if you tear open the envelope, that would be a constructive korea, because now you can access your envelope. Now you can access, if it's an aerogram, you can access what's written on there. So that's why some achronim are very machmir about opening envelopes. Other achronim are more makel. They say, no, there's no tikkun when you open the envelope. So that's why the Chazon Ish advises, assuming there's no muktzah problem, that it came out from outside the tchum, assuming there's no muktzah problem of the contents of the letter, let's say a person has an urgent letter that's arriving to them on Shabbos in a heter fashion. So the Chazon Ish says, tear the envelope into shreds. And this goes back to what Michael started with at the beginning. Tearing the envelope to shreds, that's mekalkel. And it's Letzorach Shabbos. You got to read the instructions. Let's say you got a medical information, a medical communication on Shabbos. It came in a FedEx envelope, something like that. So if you hold like Rav Avadya, or you have a smaller definition, a more narrow definition of korea, so you say, tear the envelope, what do you care? But if you have the more expansive definition of korea, then you have to make sure to be mekalkel the envelope, to tear the envelope in such a way that it's going to be garbage. What about toilet paper? What about toilet paper? Again, same question. If you hold like the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that toilet paper should be treated as one substance, one material, then you can't violate an Issa Daraisa, and so it would be more lenient. The recommended approach from Poskim is that obviously you should tear toilet paper before Shabbos. This is a very good pre-Shabbos job. For anyone who's looking for a pre-Shabbos job in your house, tearing toilet paper, it's a great pre-Shabbos job. Children, grandchildren, friends and neighbors, great pre-Shabbos job. It's also, I would argue, one of the most important pre-Shabbos jobs. It's like turning off the light bulb in the fridge, making sure there's cut toilet paper. 3 day yontif, you got to go to Mahadran, make sure there's a shir chazon ish for everybody. So tearing the toilet paper before, that's proper. It's an issur to tear the toilet paper on Shabbos. But let's say the chips are down. So if you all like the Rav Shulchan Aruch, there's more room to be lenient. But if you think that that this is actually Korea Doraisa, you're going to be in a very serious pickle. You're in, I don't know, you're in the shul restroom and there's no cut toilet paper and there's no tissues. So it's a covered up rios problem. So the poskim, Shmir Shabbos and others say, cut it with a shinui. Using a shinui is a malacha drabanan. It's an issa drabanan, but b'malkam covered up rios lo amidu divrayim. They were makel for an issa drabanan for the purpose of personal dignity, for hygiene. And therefore, that's part of the malacha of Koreas, understanding that if you do it al yidei shinui, it's for sure drabanan, and that's what you should do. So cut it with your elbow or with your palms or it's some unusual fashion. Same thing, by the way, with tissues. And this goes to the baby wipes that Adir was talking about before. If the wipes are connected to each other, they got to be separated before Shabbos. Now, you might have a covered up rias issue, etc. But if the wipes are stuck together, you have to check the wipes. You got to know the brand, which ones are stuck together, and which ones are not. But if they're stuck together to pull out a separate wipe, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it might not be a malacha doraisa, but it would be a problem in drabanan. The difference between doraisa and drabanan in some of these cases will be asking a non-Jew. Amir la'akum, shvus to shvus is mutter, b'mokum tzorich, b'mokum heftz, b'mokum choli. You have a child that needs diapering, so you can have a non-Jew certainly cut tear the bath cloth type of thing. Another example of where this would come up is, let's say you have a book. Korea would apply to the pages of the book that are stuck together. You ever have that where you open a new bencher and the edges of the bencher are tied together? So to cut those edges open, that's going to be a problem of Korea. Now, if you had a little piece of chulent that got stuck between the pages last Shabbos and you open up Friday night, that's not a problem because that wasn't really stuck together ever bekavona. It's not tofer. It's just incidental. So you could pull it apart. Don't eat the chulent before you make kiddush. Make kiddush first, then scrape off the last bit of chulent. You probably want to toss it if it's been in the bencher cabinet since last Friday. But there's no problem. That's not a problem of Korea because it wasn't mechubar. It was just incidentally connected because of the chulent. But the book pages is a problem of Korea. We mentioned the tag from the store. It's not Shach Bo Kriya. The diapers we talked about before, that according to Rav Ovadia, you don't have to worry about undoing the tabs. And then when you do the tabs, that's tefira just temporarily. You don't have to worry about that at all. Another interesting nafkamina that appears in Rabbi Appel's Sefer, Zichron Levracha, is regarding stapled sheets. He says that you're allowed to remove staples from an envelope or a folder and from a paper or plastic bag. Why? It goes back to the tshuva of Rav Moshe, probably, where Rav Moshe said that using a pin doesn't create tofer, so undoing the staple probably is why he thinks that it's not a problem of Korea. The last category that he has here in the long foot.
Can I just point something out to the family members if they are looking?
Right. So there are multiple issues with opening mail on Shabbos. One of them has to do with if the piece of mail arrived from outside the tchum, then it becomes a mukta problem if it's outside of the house versus if you have a mail slot. But here we're talking just from a Korea standpoint. Okay. And then the fifth footnote that he has.
Scores showed up that we not open them on Shabbos.
Yeah, I could totally see why. That's an Onik Shabbos issue, exactly.
That's my family, very much.
That's good. And then the last element here, he talks about the opening containers. So there's a separate issue here of Bone and Makaba Patish and Soser, but from the Korea standpoint, opening all of the packages, if it's done in a destructive manner, it's going to be mutter. If you have the cereal box and you destroy it, if you have the cereal bag and you destroy it, according to all poskim, if you destroy it and then empty out the contents, there is a discussion from a Bona and Makaba Pacha standpoint, if you open the bag and then keep the contents in there, and certainly the Chazon Ish is worried if you reuse it, that that's going to be a problem. But if you don't reuse it, and if you tear it, it's permitted to break open a sealed container of food, drinks, medicine, all those things for used on Shabbos. The same thing he talks about tearing paper bags or breaking the seal on a container, the cord, the binding, all these things. Why? Number one, we mentioned the Svar of Avadia before, that it wasn't meant to be considered fixed permanently. And number two, it's not constructive. It's not bonad. You're not doing it for any purpose except to take the stuff out. And that's why many poskim are lenient. Let's say you have the cereal box we talked about. So A, the cereal box, the tabs are only closed for temporary purposes. And even if you tear them open, you're not tearing it for the purpose of anything constructive. You're just getting the contents out. It goes back to the letter. Once you get all the contents out, you're going to throw it away. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So as long as it's done in a destructive manner, you're going to get it out, that's not going to be a problem. This is a little different than, let's say, pulling the ring tab out of the orange juice container where you're making a Pesach Yafa and you're making an actual kli. But when you talk about potato chip bags and soda, soda bottles that are going in the garbage, or the debate about the cans because of the constructing the can, but let's say the bag or the cereal box containers, those, if you're going to throw them out immediately afterwards, that's more like the korona or me'al pi achavis, and therefore that too is going to be mutter. So tonight, to summarize, we talked about the four major elements of the malacha of Korea. Number one, the parameters of what is subject to the din of Korea, with the two deos and rishonim and the two achronim in each side. We talked about the important question of whether it's permanent or temporary, the issue of kilkel, of destructive, which is mutl tzoruch Shabbos, and then the last ha'ara, that there are certain things that are not subject to Korea at all. It's not shaykh bo Korea, because it's not shaykh bo tefira.